Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more.
BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use the mobile device to sign up today and get into the action. Remember to use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit.
BetOnline, where the game starts. Oh, hey, hi, hello there, everybody. My name is Kevin.
You're the dumb dad or dumb mom.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Dumb Dad Podcast.
Letterbag edition.
Letterbag.
My name is Evan.
And you're a dumb dad.
Letterbag.
Yeah, letterbag.
Guys, this is the mailbag. It's the holidays. I hope you're enjoying yourself when you're listening to this. Maybe you're listening to this in July on the beach. But we recorded this during the holidays, so I'm saying happy holidays. Don't make a thing of it.
Happy holidays, everybody.
But we're going to read your stories, guys.
Thanks. These are so fun.
So much for sending them in. We're very excited to read them. We've proofread these. They're real fun stories.
These are good.
We love, you know, we like feeling seen. We like feeling.
Feeling seen. Normalized. Feeling dumb and acting dumb and doing dumb things as parents.
Just like me trying to make that sentence.
Yeah. It was a struggle.
It was.
But we arrived at the end with you.
I guess. I think people were like saying it in the car going, feeling seen. You're trying to say feeling seen.
What is in his mug?
I'm gonna drive off this road.
I'm going to arrive at my destination before Kevin finishes his thought. Boom, roasted.
Oh, you're at the beach. It's July. And we're full circle.
All right, let's go. Let me hear the first one.
This first one here is from Mike.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
For participating.
Hey, dummies. My name is Mike, and I'm a dumb dad.
Hey.
I feel like it goes without saying that my 9 and 4-year-old gremlins treat my vehicle like a trash dump. We are going on a road trip this
weekend.
It does
go without saying, but I appreciate you saying it.
Yeah, it's nice to hear.
Yeah.
I appreciate you not lying.
Yeah.
So, of course, the dumb dad thing to do is to make sure that the vehicle is in pristine condition for the gremlins to trash within first 10 minutes of the road trip. Mm-hmm. That is true. We all do that. Just deep clean our car for a road trip. I get it, because you're going to really pile it on. You're going to have snacks and you're going to get fast food, but it is...
I don't disagree with this at all. I mean, you wipe off your cutting board before you cook with it again and cut on it and put vegetables. I mean, like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, not a lot of raw chicken on the floor of my car, but... I didn't say none. I said not a lot.
Not a lot.
Being frugal as I am, I feel the need to clean the vehicle myself, even though the local car wash chain offers a quick vacuum and steam clean service for $19.95.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Plug the car wash.
Time is money. And if you want to save that money and do it yourself, more power to you.
I'd rather sweat and swear through a cleaning job that won't be nearly as good, but I did it. After doing all the interior cleaning, I take it to a self-wash place and use their vacuum. Job done, and I am one proud dummy. Good job.
Great job setting yourself up for the rest of the story.
I'll admit it. Do the same thing.
Yeah.
Welp, 2 days later, as I'm getting into my car, I see that the driver's side floor mat is missing. I left it next to the self-serve vacuum. Of course, after 2 days, the floor mat is long gone. Now, you can't just purchase the driver's side floor mat.
You think they would save those and put like a sticker on there. I think it was like a 98 Taurus, like dark charcoal gray. If that one comes here, that's their floor mat. They don't do that.
Oh, they don't.
No, they're not going to do that. No, they're not going
to
do that.
No. He's saying you can't just purchase the driver's side floor mat. No, you have to purchase the entire set. So the cleaning that could have cost $19.95 ended up costing $50.72 for a used set of floor mats from eBay. Thanks for letting us other dummies know that we are not alone. Keep up the great work. Mike.
Mike, frugal Mike. Here's a couple things for you, Mike. Here's one. You like cleaning the car and getting it all cleaned up for the road trip.
Uh-huh.
Wrong move. Clean it when you're done. Go on the road trip. Car's going to get really dirty.
When you get back, spend the next day, clean it. Then it's like, then it's clean.
Or you could do both.
You could do both.
You could do both.
You could do both. Or again.
You're not going to do both.
You're not going to do both. You can keep your floor mats and do it after, is what I'm saying.
Don't tell me what to do with my floor mats.
My dad said when he was a kid, and his dad, my...
They had to clean the horse cart?
My grandfather, when he would...
Because he's old.
Boom roasted old people that use horsies. He, whenever he would buy a car, the first thing he would do is like uninstall the seats and then lay carpet down, like over the top of the carpet of the car. First thing he did. So it was like, you know, it is what it is. And then when he would sell the car, I'd be like, carpet's like brand new.
Oh. That's just thinking too far ahead.
That's a whole nother step.
That's a whole nother dad move that I'm not ready to do.
Yeah, I'm not ready for that kind of a dad move. That is an absolute, I don't know. Actually, I don't know if that's a pro dad move, because some of those things are like, what are you doing? That's a whole lot of different effort to avoid.
That's plastic on the recliner.
I mean, if you know what you're doing,
enjoy the
you can probably get away with it being all right, you know, look okay, but...
Enjoy the recliner.
Just, yeah, enjoy the recliner. You bought it to sit in. You bought it to drive it, drive the car. What are you doing? Dear dummies, Matt here.
Hi, Matt.
It's from Medford, Mass. That's
Medford.
Meffa to you, Kev.
Nope, it's Medford.
I'll leave that between you and Matt. While I generally keep my dumb parenting Medford moments to texts between me and my wife... mother of our three children, the recent situation felt worthy of sharing more broadly. Thanks for all you do to normalize the weirdness that is parenting, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
My wife had just returned to work after the birth of our third child. During the in-between time of her going back to work and daycare starting, I took some time to be home with my now 3-month-old son and 7-year-old daughter who was on her school vacation.
Okay.
When my first two children were born, I worked with a jeweler in downtown Boston to engrave pendants with their initials. With no children then and only one to manage, covert trips back and forth to the jeweler were easy to accomplish.
Yeah.
Pending the arrival of our third, I had every intention of making it to the jeweler before his due date. Alas, these secret trips never materialized. He arrived and my wife's necklace was missing the final pendant for him.
Gotcha.
This is why I decided to take a 7-year-old and a 3-month-old on a drive to Boston on our third day at home together. Now, how long of a trip is this, Kevin?
From where?
Meffa.
Terrible.
Into Boston.
Medford.
Middle of the week. What would you say? What's your guess?
Medford, Mass. To.
He's got to look it up.
Yeah, you got to look it up.
God, you're so LA now.
What? I think everybody looks up everything.
The internet, we can all pause.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, it's an 8-minute drive.
Well, you're not looking up the right thing here.
From Medford? Medford to Boston. I thought it was very close. It's right next to Malden.
Yeah, you don't know where the jeweler is, all right?
Oh, yeah, where's the jeweler? Which side?
They don't recommend.
Is he on the north end or is he on Seaport District?
All right, so I was feeling pretty confident.
He's not in East Boston, is he?
I was feeling pretty confident as I loaded him into the car. My 7-year-old was excited to visit the city and do a secret mission to surprise mommy. My 3-month-old was drifting off to sleep with 90 minutes on the clock until the next bottle. Uh-huh. My daughter's excitement quickly faded on the long walk from the car to the jeweler. The mood was only made worse by a building that smelled funny to her.
That's Boston.
Mature and delicate senses.
Yeah.
Hoping to redeem the trip, we went across the street to a quick-serve burger place for an early lunch of grilled cheese, french fries, and ice cream. My son was just starting to wake up. I had timed everything perfectly, only 20 minutes to hold him off before starting the bottle. We placed our order, and I wheeled the stroller over beside our table. After that, he had not yet pooped during our journey. I gave him a sniff.
Whoops.
Uh-oh.
Yeah?
Uh-oh, Matt writes. I started running through the order of operations in my head. Do I leave the table before the food arrives and attempt to change him quickly? Should I bring my daughter? What if the food comes?
Bring your
Can daughter. You leave a 7-year-old alone at a table in a restaurant in downtown Boston? I pulled up my phone to text my wife for her opinion, but thought better of it.
Whoa.
Good save. Nice kick save and a beauty. I made up my mind. We would eat, then we would go all to the bathroom together, and then I would give him his bottle. The decision's made.
Okay.
The food arrived, and he became increasingly fussy.
He's got poop in his pants.
Yeah. I pulled him out of the car seat and bounced him on my lap, attempting to devour my burger quickly so we could move on to the bottle. That's when I felt it. Dampness running up the side of his onesie. Fearing a glance, I saw the yellow stain of poop climbing up from the waistband by his tiny pants. Here, I faced another decision. Leave our half-eaten lunch unattended and then all go to the bathroom, or leave my daughter with the stroller and the food while I deal with the diaper.
Stop leaving your daughter.
I told my daughter that I'd be right back.
Oh, for God's sakes.
And rushed to the signs for the bathroom. This would be fast. We'd barely be unattended. This is his train of thought. He's convincing himself now everything's going to be fine. Having grown used to my life in the suburbs, I did not expect just one bathroom with a line. And tucked around the corner to ensure that there was no physical way to keep an eye on my daughter in the increasingly busy restaurant. I danced back and forth with him in the line, attempting to keep him calm and attempting to keep the poop from transferring to my clothes. 8 minutes later, I was finally in the bathroom, stripping poop-soaked clothes off him while he screamed at the top of his lungs, sweating from the adrenaline of changing my son. With an attempted efficiency of a raceway pit crew, I returned to the table. My daughter was still there.
Oh, I hope so.
The fries were cold. She said matter-of-factly, I could hear the screaming all the way up here. All I could do was nod in silent and dejected agreement.
Mm-hmm.
From Matt. Matt, that's a good one, my friend. And all too relatable, I think, when you are pinched into these things, these decisions you need to make as a parent. I get what he's thinking. It's not like he's going to go halfway across a whole restaurant. It's a quick burger spot. He's thinking like, what do we do here? Do we quickly go in there before the food comes? The food comes, someone's going to sit there. What? Like, you just don't know what the right answer is. The right answer was not texting your wife and asking her about it.
Wow.
That's the right answer.
That was a close one.
That was really close. But I can also tell you, in full confidence, whatever decision you would have made, something else would have gone wrong because of it. So it's kind of a wash if you think about it.
I don't know. I'm not... This is a safe space.
This is a safe space.
But I don't know about bouncing your son's dripping cheesecloth of a pants
on
your knee.
Yeah, while you're trying to tear through your smash burger.
Yeah. I don't know if it was the adrenaline sweats or the meat sweats from crushing that burger.
Yeah. What's going on with the meat at this place anyway? That there's a huge line for the bathroom.
No, Matt, we've all had those blowout stress. We've had the blowout stress.
Don't know what to do. And as the kid rises in how upset they are because they're like, I mean, my pants like a half an hour ago. What are we doing here?
I know.
I'm so annoyed at everything. I can't fix it.
I have to wait for you to put in. So after I've just, I mean, it's all come out.
Yeah. How's your burger, Dad? Notice you got a burger. Cool.
Well, Matt, you did it.
Well, you did something. You did not.
Parenting.
You did not.
By the way,
you did not call your wife. Again, cannot stress that enough. That was really the biggest, best decision you made.
By the way, moral of the story, parenting. The fries are always cold.
Oh, yeah. They're always cold.
All right. This one is from Will. Hi, Will. It says, hi, Kevin and Evan.
Hey, Will.
I hope you're both doing well as we head into the always relaxing and never stressful holiday season.
I don't even know what you're referring to, Will. Just excited to hear your story.
As we approach December, as of the writing of this, I am coming up on a 1-year anniversary of perhaps my biggest dumb dad moment.
Okay.
Enough time has now passed. I feel I can laugh about it. So it felt like a good time to write it up and send it to you both.
You didn't say I can definitely laugh about it, so we'll see how this goes.
Last Christmas, me, my wife, our son, and my in-laws took a big holiday trip to Sicily for Christmas.
Wow.
Big one. We were excited, but it came with a lot of high-pressure baggage. Get it? Because the bags go in an airplane. It's high pressure.
Yeah. Pressure stabilizes itself in the atmosphere high above.
This was my in-laws' first time traveling internationally and our son's first time traveling on an airplane ever. That's a big first one.
That's...
He was two and a half.
I mean,
unless
you're flying from like England or something, I imagine it's a really far flight.
I assume he's not. He was 2.5 years
Might
old
have been from,
at the time.
From Milan is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Kevin, you're, by the way, you're reading your Italian very well over there.
He was 2.5 years old at the time, and we had procrastinated on any air travel with him up to that point.
Oh, man.
2 days before our trip, our son complained of ear pain. And once at the doctor's office, we learned that he had just gotten his first double ear infection.
Mm-hmm.
We were very concerned and wondered if air travel was safe.
It's not.
Our pediatrician assured us that by starting antibiotics right away, our son would be feeling better in time for the trip. So, and that we would just have to continue the antibiotics while in Sicily. No big deal. As he left the exam room, he casually threw out that our son might have some stomach/lower intestine distress due to the antibiotics, but that it could be alleviated with some probiotics or even yogurt. Duly noted, we said, and we went on our merry way, said Dr. Foreshadowing.
Oh, my God.
The day of the trip arrived, and we had a flight out of Denver to Munich, followed by an additional two legs of travel from Munich to Rome, then Rome to Palermo. It was a daunting itinerary, but
it's
we
a day.
Were
it's
all
a, it's
feeling
a more
excited.
Than a whole day.
It was. It is a whole day. It's the planet. It's what the planet.
With an irritated child.
You're trying to
pumped with
do what the planet does on its own. You're trying to go halfway.
And yogurt. Oh, man.
As is often my role, I was the designated pack mule. So I was hauling my backpack, my wife's backpack, our son's diaper bag. Yes, he was still wasn't potty trained at this point. Plus a carry-on bag with extra diapers, clothes, etc. that he might need. The car seat that was strapped to that rolling suitcase was the very heavy cherry on top.
Yep.
Once at the gate, that
wouldn't really call that a cherry, but I know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Once at the gate, the testy. Lathesna worker. It's a company. What is it?
Lathesna.
We're gonna say Lathesna.
Okay.
Once at the gate, the testy Lathesna worker, hope I pronounced that right, Frida, told me we had to gate check our carry-on bag. I wasn't happy about
Basically, like the TSA person.
Yeah. I wasn't happy about it, but felt prepared enough with other supplies in the diaper bag that we would be okay for the lengthy journey.
Oh, man, this keeps getting scarier as you keep reading.
I avoid conflict at all costs, and I definitely wasn't about to go head-to-head with an aggravated German woman.
Smart.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Smart,
you're doing good so far,
smart
bud.
Smart dad move.
This is crazy. Everything's going great.
Anyway, Italy was fantastic.
It worked out.
My son.
The Pope happened to be there. He climbed in the truck. It was great. For having never had been to an airport, let alone on an airplane, our son was a model passenger and was so excited to be on a big plane. We were on our way and things were going great.
Until. Next word is until.
Thanks so much, Will. What? Smash cut to hour four.
Ciao, Will.
To hour four of our 9-hour flight from Denver to Munich. A sniff test tells me that my son needs a diaper change.
Sure. So, understandable. That's understandable.
Extricating him from his airplane car seat, I make my way to the bathroom. Knowing that it was going to be cramped didn't make it any easier for me to squeeze my 6'4" frame against the door and slanted ceiling as I folded down the too small changing table. Have you ever changed a baby on an airplane?
No. But every time I've been in the bathroom and I see it I think like, pass.
I've done it once. It's bad.
I'm sure the plane's just like shaking. There's no way you don't have turbulence. You have turbulence.
Do you know what made me think of?
100%.
When I worked I'll get back to the story in one second. When I worked I opened a Dave and Buster's in Times Square when I lived in New York.
Okay.
And I was working at like the prize area, but the waiters that they were training, because it's corporate and they have weird rules, they trained to test all the cocktail waiters and waitresses. They had to walk around with trays above mm-hmm. the head, you know, that
yep.
90 degree sure. angle, whatever, with potatoes on the trays.
And okay.
You couldn't let the potatoes fall off.
Sure.
That was your kid training. Is the potato and the tray is the airplane.
Got it.
Changing
yeah.
them.
100%. Yeah.
Don't let them fall off the tray.
And the pilot fails it every time.
Yeah. He's the server who's hung over from partying the night before. I got my son.
David Buster's Airlines.
Yeah. D&B Airlines. Eat, play, repeat. I don't know.
Fly, land, yeah. find a bathroom.
Here we go. I got my son's shoes off, proceeded to pull down his pants, and was perplexed to see what I thought was another pair of pants underneath.
What?
I continued to peel off the pants when I realized to my growing horror that it wasn't more clothes, but merely the biggest diaper blowout he'd ever had.
What? Wait. What?
He had poopy pants. He had actual poopy pants.
Actual poopy pants.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Struggling to remain calm as my son asked what was wrong, I told him that everything was going to be okay and that I just had to get him cleaned up. In true dad fashion.
With what? That's the thing. With what in there?
In true dad fashion, I used all 84 wipes in my Jumbo Pampers wipe pack to clean him up. In the sweetest fashion, he kept telling me the whole time, "You're doing a great job, Dada." It still makes me want to cry. Now we come to it. The biggest so far. We're not there yet. The biggest so far dumb dad moment of my life. I carry my pantsless son down the aisle back to our seats. I'm assuming diapers on. And as I'm explaining to my wife what happened, I start reaching into the diaper bag to find his backup outfit, only to feel nothing there. I check every pouch, nothing. I check my bag, nothing. My wife's bag, nothing. She asks, "Don't we have backup clothes in the carry-on?" To which I reply, "Do you mean the carry-on bag that Frida made me check at the gate?" Side groan, facepalm. That's why you gotta fight German women. That's the moral of the story.
Fight German women.
My dumb dad moment triggered a series of mishaps for the remainder of the trip. We missed our connecting flight in Munich as we desperately searched the airport for a pair of toddler-sized pants, which we didn't find any, but we bought him a Munich soccer jersey to wear, and my wife repurposed his long-sleeve shirt into pants. Luckily, missing that connection meant we got to go get his bag that did have his extra clothes and supplies, and we got to camp out for a few extra hours in Munich. Unluckily, it meant that instead of arriving in Palermo at 2:30 p.m. as planned, we didn't get there until, you guessed it, 2:30 a.m.
Oh, man.
Oh, and because of the confusion of having to get on rescheduled flights, the rest of our bags were left sitting in Munich for about 5 days before finally arriving at the VRBO in Palermo. It felt like the most significant of failures because a month prior to our trip, my wife and I had decided that I would be quitting my job in 2023 to stay home with our son until he starts elementary school. It's truly a testament to how much love and trust my wife has in me that despite the dumpster fire I caused, she still wanted me to be home with our son. I've now been a stay-at-home dad since March, and so far, I'm f***ing tired. When I asked my son,
understandably, she said, "I want you to stay home.
Yeah,
you're not traveling with them. You've proved you can't do that."
Yeah, this isn't a promotion. This is a punishment. When I asked my son about the mishap the other day, he has no memory of it. All he remembers was being on the big airplane with Mama and Dada. So thank goodness that core memory doesn't have the faintest whiff of what went on in that airplane. Thus concludes my rambling story of shame. Thanks so much for what you guys do. I've always loved how genuine you both are. And I feel some sense of kinship with you and everyone else who is on the insane journey of being a stay-at-home parent. Take care and happy holidays to you both. Yours in perpetual exhaustion, Will.
Will, thank you for that. This is very well written. And
it's a great story, Will.
Man. The way he said it and how you read it, and he says to find another pair of pants, I'm thinking, like, why is he wearing two pairs of pants?
Yeah, you fell for it.
That's so funny. Going through an entire 84, all 84 wipes. in a bag on an airplane. I'm just putting myself in that position right now. Like, gotta go to the bathroom. There's a line in the bath. People need to go to the bathroom. It's a long flight. Listen, it's just like the whole thing.
When you're panicked, you don't think straight. And when That's it's right. your first kid, you never think straight.
Not even when things are calm.
I think of little, I don't know, kind of tip. You're in a position like that. You're in a small bathroom, like especially an airplane bathroom, and you get one wipe in to try to peel off poopy pants. Trying to squeegee them off their body, use the provided paper towels.
Those are not sensitive enough for a little baby's bottom.
You just got
a monster.
No, I'm just saying get the top layer. That's what I'm saying. Get the top coat off. Then use your wipes. Use the wipes for the important areas.
Oh man.
So gross.
What a way to fly to Germany. All right. This one says sent from Justin. Hey there, fellow dads.
Hi, Justin.
I've been listening to the podcast for about 2 months and have been keeping track of my dumb dad moments for the right opportunity to share. But I've only had the typical dumb dad moments, like forgetting to strap my 4-year-old into her car seat or forgetting to drop off the daycare bag for my 2-year-old.
Yeah.
But I wanted to wait to reach out until I had a dumb dad moment that I was sure you would enjoy. That's right. Those are classic ones. Those are very classic. We've all done that.
I've done them all.
I've done both of those things. You know, forgot the lunch, kind of the same thing. Drive the kid to school, drop him off, come home. Lunch is like in the car with me. This dumb dad moment focuses on an interaction with my 4-year-old.
Okay.
And her pull-up from bedtime.
I don't like it.
So my 4-year-old was sitting on the couch watching an episode of Disney's Puppy Dog Pals while I emptied the dishwasher and tried to eat at the same time, because doing one thing at a time is not allowed as a parent.
No.
Facts. After one bite of my breakfast, I decided to take a break from emptying the dishwasher to get her out of her pull-up. I should mention the reason that I needed to take this impromptu break was because my wife and I have been trying to use up all of our regular daytime pull-ups by using them at nighttime.
Gotcha.
A decision I was soon to regret. Spoiler alert, I know you don't give advice on this podcast, a fact I greatly appreciate. Thank you very much. But every once in a while, you will give a tip to your listeners. So here's my tip. Regular daytime pull-ups should not be used for bedtime. I mean, I think it's even written on the box, if I'm honest. But
here's a pro tip. Dehydrate them, and then you can use whatever diapers you want.
Can use airplane paper towels. Yeah,
give one sip, send him a bit.
So I asked her to take off her pants and pull up like I said, she was watching TV, and like most kids, their ability to listen during those moments was horrible at best. I should also mention she had woken me up at 4:45 in the morning. I never went back to sleep. This interaction is happening just before 8 a.m. So it's like you've had a whole day already.
Oh,
you've had a whole
gosh.
Day. And she had also woken her sister up when leaving her shared room this morning at 7 a.m., leaving her sister crying, so she was not my favorite person in this very moment.
Yeah, that happens a lot. That happens a lot.
I also took this moment to try and teach her how to take off her pants so they would come off the right way instead of inside out. Another dumb mistake. Trying to teach my 4-year-old something while she was watching TV. I was tired and annoyed with her. After a few moments of what my wife and I call acting brand new, these moments when our kids forget how their bodies work and don't know how to do anything by themselves.
Acting brand new.
I got angry. I want to use that. Why are you acting brand new right now? Yeah. I got angry and quickly pulled her pants off. Well, in doing so, I turned her pants inside out, something I was trying to teach her not to do, along with her pull-up, launching what can only be described as urine-soaked pull-up matter throughout our living room.
Well, how hard to pull those off?
Dining room and part of our kitchen. For those of you that need this picture painted for you, just imagine a winter wonderland of snow in your house. But instead of snow, it's the disgusting insides of your kid's pee-soaked pull-up.
Now, pearls broke out.
Yeah. If you've ever washed a regular diaper,
uh-huh,
you know what's happening here. I mean, it's like 6 million tiny little, almost like styrofoam balls.
I like to call them peds.
Evan, did you hear what I said? Peds.
Yeah. I mean, it works on a bunch of levels. I just wasn't really sure. I don't know about that.
Peds. Divers have peds.
But don't worry, it gets better, because where was her two-year-old sister doing all this? Where was her two-year-old sister during all of this, you ask? She was sitting at our dining room table, eating her bowl of cereal. Oh, no. So as I turned around to survey the mess I just created, I am greeted by her look of pure shock as she suddenly has pieces of her sister's pull up in her hair and on her face and in her cereal.
Stop her. Stop her at once.
Stop her.
Stop her. She's going to continue
eating. Don't need the PDOs. I won't bore you with the cleanup details, but after 45 minutes of wiping, sweeping, vacuuming, and mopping everything from the couch, chairs, tables, walls, jackets, and my wife's purse, also cleaning my children, I finally got to eat my breakfast, which was now cold and sad. Last but not least, today is my wife and I's 8-year anniversary.
Okay.
Thankfully, she slept through the whole ordeal, but came out to the best dumb dad story in our house smelling of cleaning products and dumb dad shame. Thank you for giving me a place to laugh and share about my dumb mistake. I really think without your podcast, I would have been even more upset with myself, but knowing I could send this to you all just made me cry less and laugh loud a little bit sooner. Justin.
Oh, man.
Fellow beer-loving dumb dad.
Thanks, Justin.
Justin, fantastic. Fantastic stuff. I can only imagine taking the pants off quick, which makes that diaper just envelope open into your living space. That's what I like to refer to as like a slow motion moment. It all sort of seems to happen in slow motion, right?
Yeah.
When things like that happen. Almost like snow.
It's almost like one of those like CGI illustrations of like, this is what happens if a skunk sprayed the room. Notice where all the beads landed.
Right. Yeah. If you sneeze and shake somebody's hand, the germs transfer to their hand. And as you can see in this ultraviolet light.
And using an example of sneezing, we're making a child's diaper sneeze across the room.
Sneezing peds.
Everyone was treated for pink eye.
What a way to ruin a bowl of cereal. Haven't heard that one.
No, I haven't heard the exploding diaper. That's pretty funny. I've heard of the dryer one.
Yep.
Classic.
Oh, man. I mean, you wash one of those in the washing machine.
You consider just throwing the dryer away. Just all of it.
It wasn't even that. I mean, no, it was in the washing machine.
You can't afford it.
The washing machine took care of it. And it was just like, what? Exploded in here.
The first time takes a minute. Second time, immediately. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Whew.
There we go. Another good one.
Fries are always cold. This one is from Rich. Hey, Rich.
Hey, Rich. Thank you, Rich. I'm excited to hear your story.
I have not been through all of your episodes. All right. Well, thanks for writing, Rich.
Thanks for playing. If you want to write in.
Who else do we have? This one is from Credit Karma. Okay. Hey, Credit. your score is low. Uh-oh.
Blah, blah, blah.
All right. Rich, I have not been through all of your episodes. I'm about where your kids started the first full year of lockdown school.
Okay.
I think only Evan chose this route. That is correct. Did I choose it? No. Yeah, I guess I did, because it was we were doing preschool before.
And you were just like, virtual, we're not going to do preschool again.
No. No, because it was English is a second language. It was a Spanish only.
Yeah.
It was bad over Zoom.
It was, yeah.
Regular was your native language over Zoom was bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
But a four-year-old. All right. Anyway, I really like the show. My kids are teens now, but I relate to all of your dumb dad moments. I remember them all well. I'm not sure if mine has already been submitted since I have not listened to all of the episodes. My wife passed away in 2021, so I really relate to the stay-at-home dad stuff. It's what I am now, but the kids kind of take care of themselves.
Kind of. Anyway, one of my DDMs, nice, mm-hmm. is when I decided in the Target parking lot to put my oldest on my shoulders because he loved that. He's 18 now, but at the time, he's about 4 or 5. Well, we walk into the Target, and I didn't realize how tall he would be on my shoulders. We walk through the first auto door, and I hear whap, and then very loud screaming. Yes, the doorway did not really provide enough clearance, and of course, I'm not the only person walking in or out of Target. Right, which one of you that are shaking your head at me has never done this before? Oh, well, it made me feel... not 1 ounce better. I'm a dumb dad. Rich.
Rich.
Son of California. Love the show.
That's fantastic, man. I'm sorry to be here. I'm sorry to hear about your wife. That's a funny memory, going back into Target and smacking your kid's face on the Target thing.
That's so good. The confidence. It sounds like you walked in on a clip.
Yeah.
A pretty good clip that you were just kind of like.
Unless you were like, did it hurt your back because the kid went back so far? You're like, I gotta keep him up there.
Yeah, that's the thing. Did you realize what happened before you got annoyed that they were pulling back on you?
Yeah, right. God, stay upright. That hurts my back.
But if you're going to be on my back, oh, I see what happened.
I need a Kleenex. My nose is bleeding.
Well, luckily, first aid is right to the left when you walk in.
That's great.
That's great. Thank you,
Some of those
Rich.
Moments like that, like you said, his kids are older now. And what's funny is that one registers as like, I remember doing that.
Yeah.
That one didn't feel great.
Probably every time he walks into a Target, he looks at it.
Yeah.
Every time.
You know, they should really put some foam pads up there.
I bet he looks at it and goes, I don't know why I thought I had clearance.
And I'm not even really that tall.
Yeah. That's so good. Thank you, everyone who wrote in, shared your stories. They're so good. We love doing this. We love to do this more often.
Yeah,
and we're going to keep doing it. We're going to keep doing it. So keep writing in. dumbdadpod@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram. We're @thedumbdads. Thanks for sharing your stories. I hope you're having a great holiday. And we will get back to the regular podcasts in 2024. We'll talk soon.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Welcome to the world, little one. Welcome to life.
How do I stop this?
The Dumb Dad Podcast is proudly presented by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.